podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Long drive, high and deep to left.
Detroit basketball.
What's up, everyone? This is Eric from Wide Ranger Conversations with Rick and Eric. Are you a fan of sports? Then I highly suggest you check out Crossfaded Sports on the 99 Network, hosted by Zach, Connor, and Banny. They're hitting you with all the sports facts, news, and beyond. So make sure to check them out and follow them on Spotify or wherever you can find any of your podcasts.
Kill my...
Warning, this podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
Once you get into the 50 realm, that's when, like... We're all going to, we need to...
It's going
to
start picking up steam.
We need to... That's when we can be really, really critical of ourselves because we got 50 shows under our belts and we're... The learning curve started so high and it's getting smaller and smaller, which is awesome, but...
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You know what isn't getting smaller?
What's that?
This bar. Welcome back to the Basement Bar Beers and Babble.
Woo-woo!
We have... Well, we were supposed to have... The entirety of the Crossfaded Sports Network with us.
We got one.
But we got the best, the founder of the Crossfaded here. We got Tony, Mr. Banny with a fanny. He's a straight dog.
Appreciate
Banny?
That.
Dog. I love that video.
Yeah.
There was some slight communication errors and scheduling errors.
Double bookings and things. Yeah, we know it happens. It happens when you've got big sports stars and shit, like, you know, everything goes awry.
I can't wait to. The more and more we get doing it, the more serious we get and the more episodes we get, it's going to... I just don't have nothing else to do with my life, if I'm being completely honest. So, like, I'm already all in. Once they really buy in, they're going to be like, oh, we can't miss any opportunity to promote the show.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Especially when it starts picking up and shit and you... That's my dream. You know, pick up and quit the day job. That'd be awesome.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Just like do this shit.
Yeah, my job is to drink and talk in a microphone. Fucking sign me up, man.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
100%. 100%. Into even, I mean, I love listening to your guys' show too, but if we could ever be so legitimate as to, we've already applied for press passes because we have the ability to with the podcast and the website. No one's approved them yet. But
yeah, we'll get there.
It'd be crazy to go to... The Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And just run around with a camera and like ask random questions to people or go, like, we're already talking about going to the draft next year in Green Bay because we had so much fun, but we hadn't even really broadcasted our first episode when the draft happened in Detroit.
Right.
But we got to meet some actual celebrities and get some cool autographs. And so it'd be cool to bring Dan Campbell's big balls to Green Bay and be like, oh my God, those guys from Detroit
they're
are
here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then have fucking 989.network cards and we'll have some signs for the fucking website and have some merch maybe even.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, down the line in the next 4 years, you could be at the Olympics. That would be wild.
Oh, dude.
Wouldn't that be fucking crazy to be in Paris right now watching everything? It's been real cool watching all that. I listened to your Simone Biles episode where you're going off on.
Man, and I just saw did you guys see the Shakira Richardson and her teammate? I apologize for not knowing her teammate's name, but because they weren't staying at the Olympic Village and they weren't on the bus and they took a private car to the event, the gates turned them away because they made a new rule, like out of nowhere, that they have to come on the buses that is for the Olympics.
What?
So they made Shakira Richardson, who was a gold medal potential athlete, walk like an hour. And it reminds me of the NFL draft in Detroit because they started shutting off entrances. So they had to walk an hour down the regular streets with the people, come through the public entrance, and then walk all the way to where the athletes warmed up, and her teammate bowed out of the race because she's like, I didn't have a chance to warm up or nothing. And Shakira Richardson,
she's like, well, we just had a mile and a half fucking walk, you're warmed up, go
right. And Shakira Richardson did run, and but she only got silver, and she wanted, because she got kicked out of the last Olympics for fucking smoking weed,
right?
And then she tested positive for THC. So like, I just heard about all that. I haven't had a chance to research
but that's
fucking crazy.
That is.
And she still got silver, and that's bullshit. Like,
yeah.
It's fucking Olympic. There's no way they don't have security detail. Right. And somebody like, oh, just because they're not on the buses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's dumb.
It's because they were too lazy to do their job. So they just wanted to be like, yep, bus, yes. Car, no. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. They're just, it's fucked up.
Becoming lazy. But,
well, other than the Olympics, what have you guys been watching?
Fuck. So I just got a new surround sound system in my basement.
Oh, shit. No, what kind? Yeah. What brand?
It's the Echoes. It is. It's
all Bluetooth and everything.
Yeah, it's Bluetooth through Amazon. Echo. Oh, yeah, like the Alexa Echoes.
I guess I didn't realize that those.
Yeah, so
connected
they had,
to like the stereo system.
They're called Echo Pops. So I have two Echo Pops and then a sub, the Echo Sub.
All right,
and
that's
it
neat.
Makes it sound pretty cool. It's basically Dolby, kind of.
Yeah,
like anytime it tests, it's the Dolby surround sound.
Okay,
and it goes through my Fire Stick.
Yeah,
so. I've been watching the fuck out of Suits. I don't know if you guys have ever watched Suits.
Dude, we watch Suits all the way through.
Oh, I love it.
I've only heard good things. It's on the to-do
list. It's so fucking good.
It's so good. I'm on season three. I just started season three.
Love Donna.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me about it. Holy fuck. And, yeah, but Suits is good. Suits is real good. And I didn't think I was, like, intelligent enough to follow it, but I don't know if they dumb it down or not. I feel good watching it, though. I do. Because I'm like, yeah, I know what they're talking about. You know?
Yeah, like, you feel like a paralegal yourself.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Somebody who's fucking a paralegal, you kind of understand.
Right. Yeah, no shit, but no, it's a really good fucking show. What about you? What you been watching, Benny?
I've been just absolutely doing the Olympics, if anything, out of respect for the podcast, so I actually feel like I know what I'm talking about.
Did someone fucking break Michael Phelps' record? Did I hear that?
He broke it. Marchand broke it in the world championships 2 years ago.
Oh shit.
And Phelps was actually announcing with, like, he was the color commentator with whoever at that event, and when he broke it, Michael Phelps gave him his, like, gold medal at that world championship.
Holy shit.
He already broke it 2 years ago.
Oh fuck.
And Marchand is training with Michael Phelps's former trainer in Arizona.
Damn.
He, like, literally contacted Phelps or his trainer, I can't remember who came first, and was like, I need to come and train, like, with you.
Yeah.
And now he's the best. And he might break all of Phelps's records. He's
dude,
super
that's
good.
Wild.
Dude, I mean, his race, we talked about on the podcast, when he was doing the butterfly as he was breaching the water.
Yeah. That how fucking hard that is to...
Bro,
Free Willy just fucking...
Well, then the crowd, because he's from France, and so the crowd, they're like, woo, and he goes in the water and they're silent. Woo!
Holy shit, yeah.
Like, that's just so cool. Even Phelps was like, that's crazy. But yeah, then he broke an Olympic record, so he didn't break it, but it was his world record that he already broke.
Damn, that's fucking awesome, though.
Nice.
But then I feel guilty because if I'm not trying to study up on sports stuff, I've been playing NCAA football in my dynasty and then watching anime, and I'm just rolling through my 12-episode isekais, and then my boy Mike Meath, he's super fucking pissed because I haven't caught back up in the One Piece manga because I've been trying to let it build up, and he's like, bro, you need to fucking catch up because I don't have anybody to talk to about this shit.
I'm not going to lie. The NCAA is going to make me fuck around and buy a PS5 here coming up soon. But I just put an electronic drum kit for sale just so I can buy a PS5 so I can play NCAA. I played
they
it.
They release
at
a new one then?
Yeah, it came out.
First one
since 2014.
In 10 years.
Yeah, in 10 years. And it's good because here's the fucking deal. So I used to rock NCAA for a very long time. Okay? It was me and Ryan's game 100%. And then Madden, that was the only option because they stopped it in 2014 because some fucking athlete complained that he wasn't getting paid. I get it, but fuck that dude, all right? Because that was my game. And Madden does not play the same. Right, so I was scared when they dropped this, it was going to be like Madden. I'm like, fuck, dude, I suck at Madden. I've been tearing people apart in NCAA. I've been going over to my friends, and they've been fucking logging hours on this shit. I think it was the first time I ever played it was at my buddy's, and he's logged. He at the time, he just got it, and he already put like 30 hours into the game.
Damn.
Yeah, I beat him 48-21. I was so fucking hype. I was like, oh, this plays like old NCAA. It doesn't play like Madden at all.
Well, I have my biggest gripe as somebody who loved it back in the day.
Yep.
I used to love doing the dynasty mode.
Yeah, of course.
And you could export your draft class,
mm-hmm.
and then
you could play it in Madden. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have that option.
Oh, well, is it going to come up in the next Madden game, though?
That's what I'm saying. I'm hoping that they do an update because they already have the ability to download rosters. Yeah. So, like, I'm really sad. That's the one. That's probably my biggest gripe.
I wonder because when is Madden coming out? Like in a few, like a month, right?
It should be out within the next two or three weeks.
I think it's
late August.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I think it's coming because you can already pre-order it. So they might
do
an update.
Your superstar, you can import and play your superstar and like have them get drafted in Madden, but they're not letting you do. So like I started with Michigan,
right?
Obviously,
mm-hmm.
and then I got
shit choice,
our fucking tight end for Michigan, Loveland. I didn't even know this dude existed. And me and Connor were like, we're gonna make this dude win the Heisman. He had 3,500 receiving yards and like 38.
What are you guys just doing? Fucking crowd like crosses over the middle with them. Just
exactly. Yeah. Four wide receivers and that tight end across the middle. Tony every time.
Yeah,
bro.
No shit. That's fucking awesome.
And I wanted to draft him, and then he graduated, and then he was just gone forever.
Oh fuck!
It's not fair.
No, it isn't.
I want to draft him on the Lions.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to that. It's like. I'm sorry, Eddie, but I was talking to my boss about on how I don't like any player in blue, okay, whether they're at Michigan. I don't like them. But if they go and they go to the Lions, I can respect the fuck out of them because Aiden Hutchinson is one of my favorite NFL players right now. But if you talked to me about Aiden Hutchinson while he's at college, I would have said he was the worst DL in the game.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck Kirk Cousins while he was at State. But I love me some Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, right.
That's one of my favorite NFL players now.
Yeah, he's still playing for the Vikings?
No, he got transferred this year.
Oh, where to?
He got transferred. No, bro, he signed a fucking $140 million guaranteed contract with the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
That's where his wife is from.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
okay.
He moved down to Atlanta.
Oh, no shit. Is that why? I never knew the backstory.
Yeah,
I was wondering why the fuck he went to Atlanta. I was like, you don't belong there.
I mean, obviously, they were probably paying him the most, but that was one of the key factors. His wife is from... He was literally... I just seen an interview. He was living in his in-law's basement. While he was doing like training camps and OTAs because him and his wife hadn't moved into their house yet. So his family was still up in Minnesota at the house because he's got like four kids or five kids or whatever. So they were looking at houses and shit and they just moved into their house. He was living in their in-law's basement.
Damn. That's crazy.
Nice.
Same guy who drove his fucking grandma's van to fucking the practice facility for fucking. That was a cool little story. I'm not sure if you saw that, Eddie.
No,
Kirk Cousins was making millions and millions of dollars, like $20 million guaranteed because he signed the he got franchise tag 3 years in a row.
Okay.
And so they did a story on him when he was in the Washington Redskins, and he was driving his grandma's full-size old-school van.
Yeah.
And it broke down at the training facility, and so he had to special order parts because he wanted to fix it up because it was his grandma's old van. And all the players were, like, dogging on him and shit for it because he was being so cheap, but he probably paid, like, way more to fix that van up.
Right, yeah.
Nice. What you been watching, Eddie?
I started watching, I'm up to episode 40 now of Hunter x Hunter anime.
Oh, shit.
It's really good. I really, really like it. That's good shit.
I've never heard of it.
I don't know. You've met Killua by now, right?
Yeah.
Right there.
Nice.
And then Yusuke, same artist.
Hell yeah.
Ichiro Togayashi. Hunter x Hunter is coming back. His wife is the author of Sailor Moon. He's got super bad health problems. He's by far my favorite manga author.
Oh wow! Yeah, hell yeah! Yeah, I love it. It's been a
super
fun
good
ride.
Show. And the main character Gon is
so
positive, but at the same time, kind of has a tragic backstory, but always has a smile on his face. And then Killua, family from assassins. Oh, it's just so good.
It's good.
The Hunter exam, the start of it is super fun, and then when it gets really, really good is when they go to Greed Island.
Mm-hmm.
Way
past that.
Way past that. Okay, because
they finished the Hunter's Arena. Like they're out of the Hunter's Arena now.
No, but they have
Heaven's Arena.
Heaven's Arena. So they haven't gone to Greed Island yet.
I thought that was after.
They don't know about Nen yet.
Yeah, they learned.
They learned at, for the Hunter's Arena, but Greed Island's where they perfect it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So then, no, I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the Greed Island in the beginning, like the second stage or whatever.
Oh, no, no, no. That Greed Island's actually a video game.
Oh, shit.
But it's not a video game. I mean, I guess I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, so. Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But still, but watching that, watched La La Land last night. I haven't seen that in a while. It's such a good movie. Real good movie. Oscar winning.
What's La La Land?
It's a musical with Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling about Los Angeles and this actor. She wants to be an actor. He wants to own a jazz club. And it's really good. It's good. I like it. It's a good love story. It's, yeah.
Musical?
The music is phenomenal. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of fucking musicals, I'm going to see the Book of Mormon on the 24th.
Again?
Of August, yeah.
Hell yeah.
In Saginaw.
Wait,
it's coming to Saginaw?
Dude, the Book of Mormon
heard the Book of Mormon?
Dude, it was written
by... It's one of the greatest musicals ever written.
Tell them who it was written by.
Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay. It is. Yeah, it makes fun of them, man.
When it came out in 2011, it won every fucking Tony.
It's like, so good.
It is it's one of the highest selling,
dude,
greatest.
Like, we can do whatever the fuck we want. We're South Park.
Yep. Yeah.
When I said it, you were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then when you heard who it was written by, you're like, that's probably hilarious. Yep. Oh, it's so amazing. Fucking funny.
And now that I've heard all the details, I know I've heard of it, but I definitely, you know, I haven't watched it. But I am
so
curious.
You have to at least
curious.
Listen to the soundtrack.
It's
on
so
Spotify
funny.
Or wherever, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm totally not a music, you know, music is not my thing. There's a reason why I have a sports podcast and I watch anime all the time. If I'm in my car, I'm listening to sports news.
Yeah.
And or watching anime or Netflix, like, on my phone. Yes, I'm driving because everyone else is fucking driving on their phone anyway. So.
Right. Yeah, you just get one of those GPS things, turn it to the side. There it is.
Well,
yeah.
I put it up on the magnet and everything. You know, you just click the thing.
Yeah.
It's right in the center of the
road.
Yeah,
exactly.
If I'm
you're good.
Swerving, I'll see it.
Yeah. Exactly. That's fucking genius. Well, fucking Teslas you can play video games in, so why can't you watch anime?
Yeah,
you know?
Really.
Dude, I just seen that fucking Tesla truck and how the...
Oh, the Cybertruck?
The fucking the gate on the Cybertruck closes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And like, cut fingers off.
Yeah.
And they just had to do an update for it, but it's not, like, the best update.
But isn't that crazy? they literally, you can update your truck like a fucking phone.
Yeah.
And it just changes the way, like, it's... That's insane.
It looks fucking stupid, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Shit's gonna... The Cybertruck? Yeah.
Fucking
dude, I've
stupid.
Seen them. How many have you seen in the wild? How many have you...
I've seen one in the wild.
I've seen like
one.
Five. There's one
really?
In downtown Saginaw that parks at, you know, the Garber building?
Yep.
Yeah. There's one. Somebody works there, paid $1 million to drive that around.
That's how much
they
are.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I think
that's
I've
crazy.
Seen one time.
I think. Look it up. I think they're $1 million. They got to be close to it.
Really?
Yeah, I think they are.
I just seen. I was the only reason I even know about that.
Or maybe
whole
over 100,000
is because a YouTuber rented one. I have no idea how much it would cost to rent one if they're $1 million.
Yeah, no, there's 60,000 to 101,000.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, so they're 100,000, not $1 million. Sorry.
Yeah,
$100,000.
I was saying $1 million. I was like, man, I just seen a YouTuber rent one. I don't think it's
like,
$1 million.
Is it Lamborghini Reventon?
Cut
like
that shit out. I don't want to sound that stupid. I was $900,000 off. All right. I don't want to sound that stupid.
I try to leave all the stupid shit in our podcast when I can because it always makes it seem more legit. But then there are some times where we all have the wrong facts, like back to back to back.
We're like shit.
Oh, nope.
There goes
we're
15
gonna,
minutes.
Yep. We're going to go back to right here. And now we know what we're talking about. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Fucking.
Speak. Yeah.
Yeah. Go
oh,
ahead.
Go,
no,
ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you.
No, you.
No, you. All right. Speaking of technology, I went to a bachelor party this weekend.
Was it a good bachelor party?
It was a fucking amazing bachelor party.
Good.
But a sad story happened, and I wasn't even drunk, which makes it worse. So we pull up to this distillery, and I'm driving, right? And we sit down, and these people are seated nut to butt in there because it's like one of the largest distilleries in the state of Michigan. It was Iron Fish Distillery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep, I actually know that too.
Yeah, yeah. So really good. I had one of the best mojitas I've ever had.
They do a great maple bourbon.
They did a really good fucking... salted caramel old fashioned.
Ooh, I tried their vodka and I fucking hated it.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
I had a really good mojito, but I got up to go take a piss and the table right next to me was so close that I lifted up like this and I lifted their whole table and they like slammed it down. I'm like, I'm sorry. They didn't have drinks. They just sat down. Fuck you, you know? I go to the bathroom, and I go to take my pants down, and fucking, I heard a clicking. I'm like, what the fuck? My screen, like, snatched off my Apple Watch because they slammed the table down. If they would have just let it be, it would have been fine.
So the way he was describing it, he's like, it still works and everything. It's just kind of dangling. I was like, oh, it probably just needs to be glued back on. You know, it'll be fine. Then he gave it to me and he showed it. And I was like, oh, I've literally never seen one of these break this way. It did a perfect break in a square on the inside of the bezel. So the bezel still connected on the outside and just the flat screen part is detached hanging by the ribbons. And it still works.
It still works.
And everything. So it's going to be a major pain in the dick to fix because now I have to get all that edge glass off.
But yeah. This is why we love Eddie. This is why I love my brother is because he can do this. And he looked at me and he wanted to kill me. I could tell.
No.
But I was like, how much does it cost? He's like, well, the screen itself is $80. And I was like, fuck. I thought this was like, you could just glue it. And I'd like give you like a handy or something. No, it's fucking $80.
Yeah. And that's cheap
for a screen.
Because it's an older Apple Watch. So
yeah. That's exactly why I do not have any of those smartwatches.
Well, I have to use it for work. I don't want to be on my phone constantly, you know?
I'm constantly I mean, obviously, I'm still a server bartender. That shit's going to end quick. But I'd be walking and moving and talking.
Oh, yeah.
And like, there ain't no... I'm confident I would fucking break that shit so fucking fast.
Yeah.
That's why I don't wear a watch either.
Well, that's funny because I broke my shit at a fucking restaurant. You know? So, yeah. Even I don't even fucking work in a restaurant. I still broke it there. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, you were talking about the waiter bartender shit. You were telling me some dumb shit earlier. What's happening now?
And I voted against it, but they...
You guys had a vote?
It was a Michigan government vote.
Oh.
The Michigan Senate approved it, even though I voted against it, and they sent out one of my former bosses was like, "Hey, make sure you guys go out and vote at least for this, because they're gonna try and take away tipped income." And they approved it. It's a 5-year plan. So by 2029, there's not gonna be tips anymore. They're gonna tipped employees will have a minimum wage and.
So
I've got lots of gripes with it, but
so prices are going to go up,
right?
These prices people won't get the money they deserve.
There's no restaurant owner that's going to pay a server the way that they are paid when they're tipped, and then so it's going to force food prices to go up in restaurants, and it's going to force mom and pop shops to literally close up shop because they're not going to be able to afford to pay for the food price increase. And so the
kind of
first
fucking dumbasses in Michigan voted for that.
Yeah. So the first tipped wage income increase in our wages is this February in 2025. And it won't be that significant. But by 2029, they want to completely eliminate it. So,
yeah, it's wild.
I want to get out of the industry anyways.
Well, because like you can make $30 to $60 an hour, you know, doing 5-6 tables at once, you know, like it's crazy. So now they want to cut
your job,
you down.
You're really good at it. Yeah, you can make a
fuck ton.
Well,
that's what I mean.
Ton.
Yeah, that's Tony. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
he's a great server. Yeah. He's very fucking.
Dude, and I'm a high volume person too. Like you said, I want 5 or 6 tables and I can. It's crazy. Some nights I'll make $240 in 6 hours and sometimes I'll make $80 in six hours.
You know
but
you know what that's going to change though? Is the politeness too?
That's what we were talking about.
Because
Tony literally said, he's like, "Why the fuck would I care?
Or,
I don't care that your drink's empty. Eat me."
Right, like, exactly. I'm getting paid $15 whether you like it or not. So fuck you, you know?
And people come back like, "Well, if you're not doing your job, you're going to get fired." Like, I get it, but that's not, you do those jobs because you actually make really good money.
Yeah, no shit.
Not,
that's a good fucking job to have. But if you're not getting paid
succeeds,
for it.
I will not be going out to restaurants that I don't know pay their servers at least like $20 to $25 an hour, which is what I usually make.
Right. You got to look at those people. You got to look into that, you know, because and like people say, "Oh, it's actually a really cheap place here."
Trey Parker and Matt Smith, they reopened that restaurant that they used to love when they were
Casa
kids.
Casa Bonita.
And they pay them all like $25 or $30 an hour, all their servers, no tips, and they all love it. It's a great successful restaurant. That was super surprised to see that.
Well, they get that. They know that they're getting paid well. They know that, hey, I mean, even if I fuck up and I get tipped shitty, I'm still walking out of here with the money I deserve, you know?
Yeah, so that, you know, like, but they pay their employees what they're worth.
I'm very curious to see how it how it works out, how the business owner can still make money without jacking the prices wild. You know what I mean?
They are going to jack the prices. Well, there's no way to deny
but
that.
But then why, like if it, right now it's starting to get kind of out of control where it's like $17 for a burger. Like what the fuck?
Yeah, but you got to think about the price they're paying for actual good food to get in. You know what I mean?
I know, like but regular... when it starts getting wild where it's like, well, now it's $30 for a cup of soup or something fucking stupid.
And that's
exactly
one of the articles I was looking at. They were like, how is a mom and pop shop that does, you know, a perfect example, the Broadway Grill. I try and get breakfast there whenever I can. Little mom and pop shop. They've been, every business has not been successful there except for Rudy J's back when
Yeah, Rudy J's is crazy.
But, you know.
Made with love and sweat, man.
Oh, yeah.
If they have to pay their servers $15 an hour, and they're trying to run a mom and pop shop. And like you said, a burger there is definitely $12. You know, probably bacon, cheeseburger, fries, $15. If that burger goes up from $15 to $25 and a regular bacon and egg and cheese omelet, it goes up from $11 to $18, who's going to eat there? You know, like that. I don't know. And I'm not saying I don't. The rest of the world doesn't really do this. Pretty much just North America. I think most of the rest of the world pays their servers.
Right.
And they don't tip. But it's just a transition that's going to affect. I think they said there's 250,000 people or 200,000 restaurant employees, servers and cooks, and the people are going to lose their jobs. And I have no fucking life skills. That's why I'm talking about literally before we started recording. I'm like, I need to go back to school, motherfucker. Like, I don't have no skills.
We'll take you at high life.
I mean, you have a great skill. You're a salesman. That's what it is.
That
you're
is
doing,
true. You are a salesman.
You're doing sales,
yeah.
You know, on a very fast-paced, low scale, you know.
I know. I just love food. I'm a fatty at heart. So, I mean, that's easy. And now I feel like a lot of our coworkers over the years have gone into, like, car salesmanship, and I just do not give a fuck about cars, you know?
Not a car guy, yeah.
I've thought about it, but I'm not sure I could go. I just don't care, right. You know? I like food.
Yeah.
I like beer.
Yep.
I like drinks. I like getting fucked up.
Thing you might want to look into is doing the beer salesman. That's a fun job. You get to drink on the job.
It's so hard. It's kind of like,
but it's so much traveling.
Yeah. Sports
too.
Broadcasting, you know, that's what I really want to do growing up. Which is like totally, you know, when you're
then
like,
fucking do it,
maybe
man.
You should do a sports podcast. I was like, oh, yes, please.
Yeah, I did like how he took that to fucking fruition or fruition.
Fruition, yeah. How's the show been going? How are things going? What do you like? What do you don't like? What have you been learning? Like, what's your impression now?
Is the reward better than the struggle to get there? You know?
Well, the struggle has been that there hasn't been no fucking football.
It's coming, and you are going to be in your prime, dude.
I am.
You're going to have too much football.
I can't wait.
Your shows are going to go to like 4 hours a piece.
And the shitty part is like Zach he works full time and he just got his management position back because, you know, drama happened. His boss was trying to make some changes and then his boss realized he totally fucked up. Yep. He's like, will you please come back and be my manager again? I'll pay you more. And he's like, okay.
Okay.
That's all I need to hear.
But him and his dad are doing their Therapeutic Waters company as well, essentially fancy pond cleaning and building and stuff. So I got to help out and work with him for some part-time gig money. So they've been doing that. So his schedule is so full during the summer too that's why, like, when Monday doesn't work, like, it really doesn't work.
Yeah,
Connor and I have a little bit more free time, so that's been the biggest struggle. But when let's fast forward to like November now, Zach's in his off season. And he's going to essentially be laid off. So we'll have so much time. So I'm so excited
because
we're going to be, we're going to be fucking dick deep into football. The football season. And I have not even studied enough about college football because Michigan in the NCAA, bro, fucking the college football playoff. I could sit here and just talk about football for the rest of this fucking goddamn podcast. But the college football playoff and the extended Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Have you seen the new? Yeah, we picked up Washington, UCLA, USC, Oregon.
And so we have all these West Coast games. I'm trying to go out and visit my cousin who lives in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, that'd be fucking tight because Michigan's losing that game 100%.
October 5th against Washington in Washington. Yeah. I'm trying to go out for that game.
If they didn't lose Penix, I hated Penix when he was at Indiana because he looked me dead in the face when I was at MSU student section with Tiffany. We were sitting front row, and he looked at me, and he shushed me. Because MSU was up 21 on their dumb ass, and they came back and won by 3.
Oh, Jesus.
And he shushed me, and I was like, nah, fuck you. And then afterwards, I was just like deadlocked, stared at him. I was like, I want to kill myself. I was like, fuck. They just came back. It was like, we were up 21 at half, bro. Like, that's a tough comeback, and they did it.
Jeez.
And then Penix went to Washington and literally ate all day. That guy was fucking ridiculous.
Well, I got to ask you here. So I'm doing, we did a fantasy. You were my first, you broke my fantasy football cherry like 12 years ago.
Woo!
And all it was just, it was a computer, I think. And you were like, hit the easy pick. And then I ended up taking
second. You can still
second,
do that. It's just a phone now.
Which was fun. But now I'm in a league with Spencer and Jake. And it's a dynasty league.
Goes on forever, baby.
After I brought up the idea of us doing a league together as 989.network,
we still can't.
And everyone said no.
Hold on. It's because I'm in 3 fucking leagues this year.
Bro, I'm in 6 fucking leagues.
How?
I'm 600 deep in this motherfucker, bro. What are you talking about? I'm in 3 leagues. Shut the fuck up.
Dude, I don't. You eat, breathe, and sleep sports, dude. you fucking. 3 leagues are stressing me out, dude. I'm not going to lie. And one being a dynasty.
The worst part is you're like, okay, I got DeAndre Swift in this league. I need him to score 25 points, but I'm facing DeAndre Swift in that league. And you're like, fuck, I can't. Okay, so you can score 23, but you can't score 24. So, like, do 23 in this league, and then I just barely win in that league.
Yeah.
it sucks because you're never going to get the
I'm
same
so scared,
players.
I'm so scared, man.
That's what I needed. I wanted to commission your services. You need to tell me the fucking pick.
No, because we're doing a live draft, and fuck that.
Yeah.
You don't do this to me.
I need a list before I go in there.
Phone a friend.
Yeah.
No, this is what you need to do. You need to look on Google on what your picking order should be, and that's how you do it. And then pick the
he's
best
my Google.
Of that.
He's better
it's
analytic than Google.
It's all about wins over expectation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You got to know which player, based upon which schedule, is going to have best higher wins.
Well,
over
he digs into it like a fucking like a fruit bowl of Cocoa Pebbles, dude. You just kind of go with the win. The last time I tried, I came in last. The last time, I was like, fuck it. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to pick a wide receiver. I'm going to pick another wide receiver. I'm going to pick a running back. You know, I got all my key players first. And then, like, quarterback doesn't matter. They do matter, but but there's a hell of a lot more better quarterbacks than there are wide receivers and running backs, right? Correct? Am I correct in that? All I'm saying is get your wide receiver first. JJ's going first in every league. It's got to be.
Who's that?
Justin Jefferson.
No, he's not first.
Really? Who are you taking?
CMC.
Oh,
first.
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey. Yeah.
I just did our Dynasty League. That's where we did the live feed last night for the Dynasty League.
You're taking him first? If you got first
CMC
pick, you're going
did
with that.
Go first. CMC went first.
Okay.
And I honestly couldn't believe Jahmyr Gibbs fell to me. And because, like you said, it's a Dynasty League, this is our...
Oh, I'd pick up Gibbs.
That's our first. This is our, you know, it's only our only veteran draft. Then you're doing rookies after that. So I couldn't believe that Gibbs fell to me because he's so young and has so much potential.
Yeah.
And then I did wide receiver. But then after like 3-4, you don't want to do any more running backs. And that's when you're looking for wide receivers, quarterbacks, tight ends.
Gotcha.
Based on draft strategy and the value. It's called the running back dead zone. There's a, it's a real thing.
So we're both going to be using Bandy that night then.
Yeah, really?
He's going to be like, fuck you, boys.
We'll
just create a group chat.
I've been watching so much Olympics that I feel like I've been struggling. We're studying so much over the last like couple of days.
What are you doing on the 23rd? You want
to
just come?
We'll just bring him and be like, this is our consultant. We paid big money for him. None of you can say shit.
He goes, all right, here's our draft order. Oh, Spencer, you get to pick first. You're picking this guy, and you pick this guy.
Yep,
I really want to pay. I've never paid for one of those like helper apps.
Oh,
and that
me neither.
You would be the helper. Why don't you solicit your services and do all these drafts?
Well, see, and there's so many different metrics, and that was, I
that's
think
why
I
you guys can
you.
Open up your podcast, too. You could be paid helpers.
That's what I, that was the original idea for the podcast. It was supposed to be a fantasy football podcast.
And I wanted to have like all the boys all pay for a different app.
Right.
So like, okay, I've got this one from RotoWire and I got this one from the Fantasy Footballers and I've got this one from ESPN and I'm paying to get behind that paywall yeah. from some of that and see like in Alvis being a league and most yeah. of my friends were all in multiple leagues.
Damn.
So like yeah. you could see if one of us is winning all the, you're like, oh shit. Okay. That Fantasy Footballers app, that's the truth, you yeah, know?
Right.
And you can do, there's so much research and so much free media available to you,
yeah, yeah.
but they always are like, oh, if you pay for our app, then you can see all this shit. You know, yeah. they're always teasing. Right.
You got to pick a little here.
That's how D&D Beyond got me.
Yeah. I do love that app, though.
Oh, it's good. It's
I
want to
start that up again.
I know. So I was talking to Hayden. I was like, we need to fucking play D&D again.
Yeah.
Well, he
dude,
said that
I would
to me, and
fucking
I was just
like, love
yeah.
to
right?
get. I literally got invited to an online yeah. campaign from one of my buddies, and he was like, but we're going to do it on Sundays. And I was like, oh, well, no.
Yeah, I know. That was.
Football's
yeah.
coming right now, bro. Yep. I want to be on it so bad, bro. I would love to, and I thank you for inviting me,
yeah.
but it's football season now.
Yeah. Well, starting end of September, we might be able to do Wednesdays again.
Ooh, I would love to do. I could do Wednesdays. I could do Wednesdays.
I don't want to DM again. I haven't played since 2014 as a player, so it'd be nice to do that.
Hayden was interested in DMing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so I was talking to him. He's like, "Oh, I wrote this fucking campaign when I was overseas and shit, and I want to do." Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, "Yes, bitch, go for it." Like,
let's go. Yeah,
I don't have that much energy.
I would play his
to
campaign.
Do that anymore.
I won't say that I wouldn't love to GM, but I would. I like to actually play first.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. I know you played briefly with us. Years ago
I got like two nights in and then I got that new fucking job. I
yeah.
was so mad,
yeah,
so upset. Damn. And I had
because that was still fourth edition. Fifth yep. edition is real nice. It takes it back to kind of the original old school with some new mechanics that make it very much creative, way more creative. You can do a lot more. You're not, you know, very rigid to encounters and this, that, and the other thing. Plus, the skills list is much smaller than it used to be, and it covers. It's a lot easier to keep track of shit, and encourages you to do off the wall shit.
I would say that's one of my. I love. I can't remember what. One of the fucking groups from England. I think we talked about it, and they talk the DM who does their stuff. He has like a top 10 list of how many times the team just took the fucking trip completely off the wall, and he had no idea what the fuck they yeah. were gonna do. They're like, you were supposed to just get on the ship and go across the sea. Instead, they like befriended a skeleton and made them their friend, and then went the other way. And he was like, no, like you weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, my favorite, and it was a glorious 4-perk bubbler Sherlock. Amazing. Got it for free. I get home, pack it, smoking out of it. They're playing D&D. I just got out of work, and all I hear from the other room is, all right, I'm rolling. Fucking 16. I'm going to skull fuck this goblin's brains out until he talks. And it was Craig, and I was like, Jesus Christ, you can do that in D&D?
You're like, I want to play. I want to play this fucking awesome game.
Yeah.
Yeah, our shit got a little wild. I liked it.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
too wild, but I love Pippin, so I'm carrying him into my next one.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. I've got I have a dwarf wizard rolled and a dwarf cleric rolled.
Nice.
That's what I would like to do.
Yeah.
I wish I still had my original character sheet from when we were going to play, because I know I had it, and I rolled all my stats, and I wrote my backstory, and I was so fucking excited.
Here's the deal, though. These apps
are dope.
Oh, it
makes it so much
nicer. You can have multiple and save all of that shit.
Yeah, it makes it
really into one app. So you're like, oh, I want to play this guy. You know, I have mine under Pippin.
God, does
and
that
I have
just mean
everything.
We're old because we actually did this on paper?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did. Well, the fucking math back in the day.
Yeah, that's true. That's tough.
So
dude.
Now you can play with your character with the
app. Oh, dude, it's so great because especially
get to roll with
especially when
dice,
you level up.
When you level up, all you have to do is hit
level up,
and then
it just
all
puts
it
auto stats there.
Everything.
Oh, yeah. That's dope.
Yeah, you don't have to go
it
through
it. It tells you what your new selection of spells or what your new features and everything are. You're just like, fuck yeah.
And when you're like, wait, I got this spell, and click it, and it tells you. A full description of how you do it, how you roll for it, everything.
Yeah, you
it's
can
amazing.
Whatever.
We'll
yeah,
have to
so
definitely
nice.
Get a 989.network
D&D
session.
Dude, we could play it right there.
Oh, yeah, if we put something over
just
top
put
of
a
that.
Plywood, piece of plywood right over
Dad
top.
Dad wants to build a hardcover for it.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be good. That'd be real.
He's got to finish the deck. He's moving on it.
Zach would definitely
that fucking,
be
stand-up fucking shotgun fucking...
The camo driver he got. Yeah, I told him about this camo driver. It's this...
It's a stand-up nail gun.
It's a four-foot fucking ratchet system that looks like a machine gun magazine, and you load it into the rack, and then you connect it into your screwdriver or into your drill. And so you just go fucking jut, jut, jut,
and it's
jut,
just nails.
You just go, yeah, it's just screws all the way. So you can do a whole deck board in like 30 seconds. And then you go back and you set the first one. And then
you don't
just
have
like,
to bend over?
Yeah, you don't bend over. You're just jut, jut, jut. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, this dude, guy's been ripping. He's building a new deck outside and he's been ripping on it. He's almost done.
Like the first part took him a week to do and he's on his hands and knees and everything. I was like, dude, spend the $160 or whatever it is, you know. And then I think the screws, the what do you call it? Sheath, whatever the fuck it's called that you connect into it that are pre-collated. Mm-hmm. They're $200. Okay. It's kind of pricey, but it makes it so easy. You don't have to bend over and you just fucking jut, jut, jut. Like.
Yeah, he's been ripping on it. He said he's going to get it done for the big festival. He's got
Smeagfest.
Yeah, Smeagfest.
Hell yeah, that's coming up in a few weeks.
That's going to be fun. Everyone's going to be
Smeagfest?
Camping out here.
And yeah, we're doing a whole three-day festival. We're having a bunch of bands. Spencer's band's playing. Everybody can camp
out. We're headlining,
out
man.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be barbecuing and
is DJ Tubby making an appearance?
Probably not.
Ah. This is bullshit.
I'm lazy.
That's bullshit.
I'll do lazy DJ Tubby where I just connect Bluetooth Spotify to it, but I'm not standing there for hours like I used to.
What if you put your setup there and just create a banging playlist so it looks
like
DJ
Tubby's
there
and then
you can go up and fucking talk every once in a while?
I just get a cardboard cutout.
No, you just go up there and talk whenever you want.
Yeah.
You know? But DJ Tubby's also in the party. Everybody loves a fucking famous person that walks around in the crowd.
Yeah.
And DJ Tubby is famous to all my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and maybe we'll see.
No, they know. They know.
And
about
I'll let you know off air when it is.
Yeah, we can't say the dates. Yeah. It's a private festival, but you're invited.
Yeah,
heard that. I was just I just wanted to say I know Connor's not here. I'm just
Connor
trying
and Zach
to
are not invited because they didn't come.
I was saying I'm just trying to message him because he's like I'm almost done watching my nephew. When are they starting? Like obviously we already started.
We're
you know what would be a perfect time right now?
Beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
hell yeah. Beer of the week.
Beer of the week. All right. We've got 14 Buck Chuck from Burnham Brewing in Michigan City, Indiana.
So professional.
It's a 5.8% ABV, 36 IBU.
Nice.
Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Whoa.
It's very fruity.
Very weird aftertaste to me.
Something. It's familiar. I can't place it. Ass. You don't like it?
It's a no. 2.5. 2.5.
That's not bad.
What do you get from it?
I'm gonna give it a 4.
It is really fruity.
It's very. But it's refreshing. Like it's light. It's a little lighter.
Like it's an easy drinker.
Yeah. I like it.
2.5.
My first sip I didn't like, but my second sip I did.
Hmm.
Yeah, what do you give it?
Well, is it
out of five?
Out of five.
Out of five.
With quarters, if you want to.
3.75.
Nice. All right, 3.75.
That score's high.
Yeah.
That score's high then.
14 Buck Chuck. Thank you to Ideal Party Store.
Yeah, thank you.
Johnson or Salzburg, where all the fancy beers can be found.
Nice. I like that. That's a nice little ad.
Thank you. And you know what comes after Beer of the Week?
Beer Trivia, isn't it?
Beer Trivia! Nice.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, the Basement Bar Beers and Battle bring to you Beer Trivia.
All right, Beer Trivia.
Beer Trivia, all right.
Tony, here we are. Spencer.
Yes.
How many Clydesdales pull the Budweiser carriage?
12.
Is it 7, 8, 9, or 10?
Eight.
Eight is correct. Eight Clydesdales pull the Budweiser carriage.
I don't get a chance to answer.
He did it first.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you got to be quick on the draw, bitch.
Well, he already answered.
Oh, then by default, Tony wins.
Yay. All right.
Fuck me.
You know what you win? A sip of beer.
Yeah. Cheers.
I love it. So I got some, sorry, I've had some wildlife in my fucking backyard. We've got Bob the Bunny and his friend, and we've got a lot of birds and shit. And recently, Gary showed up.
Gary?
This dude is
massive. That motherfucker.
Dude, he's massive. He's bigger than Teddy.
Damn.
This is...
What is he?
Fucking fat. This is Gary the Groundhog.
Oh, he's a groundhog? Damn, that dude's got a belly on him.
It's a big... Well, yeah, because he's
eating... That is a beer-drinking groundhog right there.
He's eating all the apples out of the yard, so he can fucking stay as long as he wants. Eat them fucking apples.
He's your good friend now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Gary the Groundhog. Got him back there.
What the... You live in a place that groundhogs just don't belong.
I know, right? Yeah, what we're dead in the city across from the GM plant. Like, and the fucking
he's probably been fucking around at the Dollar General, too, because that boy looks like he eats.
Oh, yeah. And then today, this fucking thing was outside the door of my work. Fuck. There's so many photos. Where is it? I'm going the wrong way. That's why. You see this fucking thing? I'm going to throw it up.
Oh, the dragonfly.
Yeah, dude. It's a saddlebag dragonfly.
Oh, fuck
that.
Is that
what the species is?
Yeah, because I used a Google lens because I was like, what the fuck is
this
thing?
Looks like it's got a huge-ass ball sack.
I know, right? Yeah, that thing's like 6 inches long. It was huge. Scared the fuck out of me. Yeah, he hung out there all day.
How'd you kill him?
I didn't. I let him be.
That's alive?
Oh, yeah, that's alive. He's just hanging out. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yep. Yeah. I'll throw those up on the website. That's fucking wild.
I don't like that at all.
You guys have any crazy wildlife in your backyard?
No, not in my backyard. Just bunnies. Oh, we had a bunny like give birth in our backyard, and I covered it with a what do you call those?
Fucking, blankets?
No, barrel.
You covered it with a barrel?
Like a fucking
Why are you motioning your hand?
Two hands.
Wheelbarrow.
Jesus Christ.
You know, barrel with the wheel attached to it.
I was like, why are you using barrel? Like, in my head, I'm picturing like a beer barrel.
No.
You know
that's what I said. I was
and
like
he's
a
using his
hand,
one hand, like he's using a spatula.
I'm holding a fucking microphone
like he's
in my
poking, like he's poking a fire, you know? Yeah, wheelbarrow.
Oh, we put that under and stoked it with a rock so the bunny could still get in, but no one would hurt the baby bunny.
Oh, well, that's kind
of... Yeah, Waffle almost murdered all of them, but that's when I was like, there goes the wheelbarrow.
Bro, my fucking pit bull, when she was a puppy, got a baby bunny, and I went outside.
Well, that sound is unhearable, dude.
I didn't hear it. Like, I just went outside, and she was on her leash, on her lead in the backyard, so she wasn't like she had infinite space, and she got that bunny. That's just natural selection right there. And I came outside and I was like, what do you have in your mouth? I thought it was some like random plushy toy or whatever that I forgot about, and I was like, nope, that's a bunny. At first I thought it was like a giant rabbit, and then I realized it was a baby bunny, and now she thinks she's a killer, and she hasn't killed anything since because she's super slow and lame as fuck. Yeah.
Super slow and lame.
She's
as
like
fuck.
Yeah, I already did the work.
She got one little bunny when she was like 9 months old, and she's like, I'm hot shit. If anyone comes on this property, I'm going to get you. I'm a big bad pit bull, but you know, if my roommate runs inside in his coveralls, she fucking sprinted up into his room and like laid in his bed because she was scared because she couldn't tell it was him.
That's the thing. She's like, my record is stacked, but I don't do much more.
That's right. I'm one for one, bitches.
Batting 1,000.
Bro, but honestly, I've had problems with mice in the past, and living in Arizona and shit, everyone loves the cats, and it's not about the mice, it's about the scorpions and shit.
Oh yeah.
And
Jesus, fuck the scorpions.
There's a bunch of like stray cats around my neighborhood, and I know that there's a couple of them living underneath my house because I just have like a Michigan, not even a Michigan basement, just a fucking whatever dirt is underneath
crawl
the
space.
House, crawl space. There you go. Thank you. And so like my dog is always trying to chase these cats, and they're so much faster than her. And I'm just glad they live underneath my house so I don't got any mice trying to sneak into my house.
Yeah,
you know?
Really.
They're totally cool to stay there, but my fucking dog does not like it.
Yeah. I got I ordered this pesty thing in the mail, and that showed up today, so I'm excited to try that. It was $50, and it's supposed to cover like 1,500 square feet. You go all around your house, and then you can do inside and the windows and everything. And it's
what's
pet
that
safe
for?
And all that to get rid of all the fucking bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have like ants and spiders up the wazoo.
Does it just smell like straight mint?
I don't know yet.
Could.
I haven't used it yet.
That I would say that's what, you know, my swinger parents and their swinger parties. one of their swinger friends worked for Orkin, man.
Oh, yeah?
And they sprayed the house down for the party to stop mosquitoes.
Oh, hell yeah.
I had to fucking leave that bitch. I went and stayed at my boy Roy Atkinson's house.
Well, if my parents were having a swinger party, I would leave too.
Like. Well, yeah. I mean, I had to leave. I had to leave anyways, but they sprayed and it's just like super pungent mint and it's super all natural.
Yeah.
Good for pets, kids, yeah. Whatever. And they just, but it's so pungent. No wonder the bugs fucking leave. I was gagging.
Yeah, shit. Ugh, Jesus. You guys ever play beer darts?
No.
No? You?
I love darts. What's beer darts?
Oh, my fucking. All right, grab yourself a camping chair, right? Always wear shoes. So you get you a beer.
I love the disclaimer. Wear your shoes.
Is this like those lawn darts from back in the
70s? No, this is a regular fucking steel tips. Got to be steel tip dart.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, yes, but smaller.
Yeah, so not jarts, but a real dart, steel tip. You get you a beer and you open it enough to not pop the top, but just to let the air out. So it's a little, it's squishy, you know, you can get some air out. You set it in front of your feet, okay? A little bit out there. Sitting in a camp chair and sitting in a circle. And you try to throw a dart at the beer. Now,
all right.
If it punctures it, you have to drink it the first time, one hole, right? You drink it down to where it stops spilling. Put the beer back. Now, if it goes through, you delete the beer. If you get a second puncture, you delete the beer. If it hits the top and punctures the top, you delete the beer. Now, this is a game that you get fucked up rather quickly. And after you delete the beer, you throw the beer can in the middle, grab yourself another one.
Okay.
Now, we played this at the bachelor party, and that bachelor party was a fucking riot. I've never played beer darts before. I will play it at every function I will ever go to.
I know. Are we going to play it for Smeagfest?
Yes, we are. I'm excited. I want a 20-person beer dart tournament.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, because then you can get multiple darts going. You just got to pay the fuck attention. Now, it's not like your feet have to stand still. Like, if a dart's coming at it, move, you know. Don't get punctured, but beer darts is so much fucking fun, and you have to, like, go for it, you know? You just got to fucking get it down so it doesn't leak out. If there's two holes at all, doesn't matter where they are, you have to delete it. Got to plug your holes, but, oh, my God, was it fun. We played for 6 hours. I had a dude down bad.
That's awesome.
He was sitting to the left of me, probably where that Spartans cup holder is over
there. Yeah, maybe 15 feet away.
Right there. Yeah. Just deleting them. He was drinking these Tapachinos, something like that. It's like it's basically a White Claw. I don't know. I've never heard of them.
Mexican White Claw?
Yeah, basically. And they were skinny cans. They're like a white.
Chupacabra?
Yeah, basically. That's what I said. I was like, what are you chupacabra now here? You know? They're skinny cans. They're skinny cans. So every time I hit it, it went through. I had this guy down bad. I threw, like, right through it. While he's deleting the beer, he tried to throw someone else. I waited. Or because it came back to me, I waited until he finished the beer. He cracked another one, put it down, boom, right through it. And he's like, fuck.
Oh, no.
Did it again. Went around the circle, came to me, bam, again. And he was like, you need to fucking stop throwing at me. So you could throw a rule out. It's like, no neighbors. No throwing to your left and right if they're too close. This guy was fucking far away.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, you're too far away. And I was like, no, let me just throw something out here. If I'm far away, because you have to throw while you're sitting. You're sitting in your chair.
Yeah.
If I'm far away, I have to throw the same fucking distance to you, and I'm popping your can.
Yeah.
So get fucking better.
Get good.
That's how I felt. You know, I was like, fucking get better. Now, if you were playing with these, you'd be done.
Done.
Yeah.
I would have to put it to
like
four
holes.
Because
think about that. I put one
you'd have to double
in the
it.
Bottom of your can, so it goes through the side and the bottom. You have to delete it right away. You're fucked.
Oh, well, and I love.
And you got to pop another one and put it down.
I love the thought of this game right now because I literally bought a dartboard because Connor beat my ass like 3 games in a row at the bar.
Hey, you were like, fuck
and
that,
I was
never
like,
happened.
No. I'm pretty good at darts. And I mean, it's just a plastic electronic dartboard. I want to get like
you got to get a steel tip
but
cork board.
Yep. And I literally, because it was like, you can buy these plastic tip darts and these steel tip darts for $8 for the whole package. And I was fuck yeah, I'll eventually get that cork board, you know. So now I got all these steel tip darts at my house. So I got all the tools to play this game the house. I don't have the dartboard, but we can play beer darts.
Beer darts. Beer darts is fun. Invite me over. I'll teach all your friends how to play beer darts. It is so much fucking fun. I know I did.
School them all.
But for real, no, it was my first time and I deleted everybody.
Bigger than the bullseye, and actually that's the target I hit the best because you're supposed to go for the triple 20 on the board, and I struggle at that, but I can hit the bullseye.
But that's the thing. It's like the best man, he had to finish 3 beers in 5 minutes.
Good.
It's like, oh, God, he was so fucking gone. By the end of the night, and he never stopped. He never stopped, and he kept going. We were playing him at night, which is kind of dangerous. The only light we had was the fire and the bitchy-ass floodlight on the back of our cabin.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and we were playing. And it was like, yeah, we're hammered. If you get stuck, let me take a picture first,
so
and then
wait,
you can take it out.
Now what I'm hearing, Eddie, is Spencer was really drunk. There was no light, and he somehow just kept ending this dude's life in beer darts, and he probably had no idea where he was throwing that dart.
Well, hold on. Everybody was ending everybody.
Jesus everybody took was the ending wheel everybody. At that point.
He was like, I can't really see. Boom! I didn't hit your foot. Oh, chug!
Well, yeah, maybe that's like Blind Chris. When Blind Chris used to play beer pong, he couldn't fucking see anything, and he would call it and drain it. Like, yeah.
It's just how it is, man.
Yeah.
It is what it is, man. No, beer darts is a fucking game, dude.
Dude, I really want to play that because I do have the all, like. I mean, obviously, you just need beers.
Yeah, you just need beers. You got your steel tip, fun,
especially if you're around a campfire or something.
Oh man, like, it's a blast.
I've never heard of this game before, yeah. And
it's a Minnesota thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
They throw the darts. Oh yeah. And we stole the dart from a bar that we were previously at. And we walked out, and he raised it up, and everyone went fucking crazy in the parking lot. We're the fucking beer darts, yeah! It was awesome, because he just went up to the dartboard, and he was like, yeah, that'll do, and just walked out. After we just spent like $40 there, he was like, I paid for it, it's fine.
Oh, damn, so you just throw one dart? I mean, I want
well,
to see
no,
some
here's
high,
the thing. It
high
depends.
Octane multiple darts going at the same
it,
time.
It depends how many people you have. If you have like six or less, one dart. But if you have more than six,
nah,
like throw two.
Three darts
throw three
per
in.
One
dude,
dart.
You
got to
be
two.
Paying attention because if three people go at you at once, you're fucking
I want some high octane fucking stakes here. You know
it's
what
like
I'm saying?
Someone's going to hit one, fucker. You know? No, we're playing beer darts at
oh,
Speed
yeah.
Fest.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
Like the scene from Ace Ventura when Nature Calls when he gets stabbed in the leg by the spear.
Well, that's the thing is the best or not the best man, but the groom, Jakey.
Yeah.
He was like, listen, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, because we had that app thing that I was telling you about,
yeah.
That you can take a picture and it goes to everybody in the bridal party. He was like, if someone catches one in the leg, you fucking leave it until I get a picture. And then you can take it out.
Yes. Yes. That's commitment.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Let's go.
Yep. And then he was the one that almost caught one in the sack. But it's
oh,
okay.
Shit.
He didn't. But he like leaned into it. I was like, all right, hold on. So your way of getting away was to get closer to the dart. And he was like, it's fine. I'm good. And the dude that throws was like, you're good. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Because sometimes you overshoot a little bit. The beer's right next to you, you know?
Yeah, see, that kind of scares me. I wonder if she just set it up on a table.
No, God, no. Because, see, here's the deal. Is if it pops a hole, how much alcohol abuse are you willing to lose? You got to drink that fucker. And it's not that bad. I'll show you how to play.
It's not that bad.
Well, I was scared. I was scared until I played.
You might bleed a little. It's not that bad.
No, dude. One dude caught a thing from the toenail at a different party. They said it was like it went through his toenail, but he already got deleted like five times. He didn't feel it.
Oh, my God.
So you just make sure they hit
only
the can
five
before
beers?
They hit you.
Only five beers and he couldn't feel it? That's not enough beers for me and Eddie to not feel it.
No. We got to go at least beer 15, then I'm not feeling it.
Yeah,
feelings.
You know, I brought fucking like four tall boys and a fucking pint of vodka for this show.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Bandy knows how to do it right. Well,
that
all this
true.
Talk about drunk and everything, man, need to get some drunk stories.
Ooh.
With Last Call, da-dang, dang, dang, da-dang.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
Spencer, kick it off.
Fucking hey, we're going back to the bachelor party because I had a fucking drink weekend.
Up, yeah, that's how I figured. That's we were talking about it. I was like, this is a good transition.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. So we got hammered damn near every night, but I only didn't remember one night. But I know that every night we did this one certain thing. So we were staying on a very fancy golf course. And let me just say, I called on the last day and they said 135 a round. Okay.
At the golf course?
Yeah, at the golf course
where,
that we were staying
at. What fucking golf course?
Not going to say that because what I'm about to say could put me in jail.
All right.
Every
fair
single
enough.
Night.
There's going to be a trend in these last call stories. Yeah.
we had late. Bought the old bachelor a blow-up doll. So we thought she would get out of the room a little bit because she was laying in bed all day. So we'd always grab her. and walk ourselves to the green.
Yeah.
Of this golf course. Because we were standing about 260 yards from the green, but we were right in the middle of the fairway. We were on a par five. Ah. Gorgeous. Gorgeous place. Gorgeous golf course, obviously. $135 a round. Fuck you, you know?
It fucking better be pretty.
Yeah, no shit. So we'd walk there.
The ball washers better wash real, my ball.
But every fucking time, one of us had to piss. And there's no better place than a bullseye. Oh, no. And what that bullseye was,
oh, no,
was the cup.
No.
And this
wait,
was one of those
wait,
golf
courses. Wait.
What's that?
You guys are walking around pissing in the holes?
Well, just this one. And we know because we had asked one of the guys we were playing. We were like, hey, did they switch the cup placement? He goes, well, they change them every morning. It's like, okay, well, we average at about 4 o'clock in the morning. We piss on every cup. And I turned to the Bachelor, and I said, you know, this guy ought to fucking want to kill us because every time he gets to this fucking hole, he's like, why is it filled with piss? Why is there always piss in my fucking cup at this hole? But, yeah, every single one of us did it. There was one time we were walking, and these people right by the green were having a bonfire, and they shouted, hey! And a lot of the party turned around and started walking back to our cabin because they were like, no, fuck that. We can't get caught. And I looked, and I'm like, you guys are a bunch of bitches. And one of the dudes said, well, bet you won't go to the green. So I just turned around and started sprinting. So he followed me because he's like, fuck, I bet him. I need to see. And we get up there, and he's like, Jesus, how do you feel? Like, we're here. And I was like, hey! And I shouted at this bonfire, and they were like, what? And I was like, fuck you. And I turned around, and I started pissing in the cup. I pissed in the cup, and I fucking went back. Next day, it was somebody else. But we actually made it to the green. They didn't have a bonfire more than that night. But I do remember that. I do remember walking, and everyone turned around because this bonfire shouted at him. And he was like, but you won't go to the green. I was like, fucking don't do that to me. I'm hammered. Like, I turned around and started running. I mean, because if you see lights from a golf course, what do? You're going to run. You're not going to get caught on a golf course. I'm sorry you're not. You know, there's so much woods. They're just stupid. I didn't have an ounce of light. I had a bush light. That's it. You know? I wasn't getting caught. Like, I'm fine.
Jesus.
I haven't really... the only real time I spent on a golf course is when I lived in Florida. The apartment complex that I lived at was right on not a public golf course. It was like a fucking country club golf course. And so I go out there. Eddie, you'll appreciate this, although I know you're a ball golfer now. But I would go out there
not all the time,
with Broly
yeah.
and practice disc golf.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd be fucking practicing my drives, and then all of a sudden two guys would show up from the country club and be like, what the fuck are you doing out here? I'd be like, you guys can just play through. I gotta go pick up my disc. My dog would be cool, like, just don't hit her. You know?
Yeah, right.
There was also a gator on the fucking course. So
oh,
I was
shit.
Like really careful with Broly because I did not want her to get ate. And like, it took a month for the gator to go. They were just random. Sorry, random fucking memory pop up.
Yeah, fuck.
But if we're gonna go with last call stories and bachelor parties,
I like it.
Go ahead.
I also can't reveal all the details because of legalities. However, I'm not afraid to say I took two hits of acid the first night at my boy's bachelor party.
Nice.
We went to the strip club in Traverse City. Not a great strip club.
Glad I didn't go then.
Do not go to the strip club in Traverse City. They are not fun.
not
so
pretty then, huh?
We we come back and I'm chilling with the boys. And one of the bachelor's best friends who I hadn't got to party with because he was on probation got to go, and he was just off probation, so he got to drink and party. Gave him a little bit of acid. He woke up off of like two hits of acid and was speaking gibberish to us, and it was the most hilarious thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Awesome.
It was so funny. I wish we would have gotten a video of it. He literally like sat up like the mummy and was like and so I go to my boy,
amazing,
who's the bachelor, and I'm like, bro, I just want to take a rogue dose of acid and go on my own little trip. And he was like, bro, it's your weekend too, bro. You can have fun. And I was like, okay, cool. I took six hits of acid.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, dude. This guy wanted to trip for 16 hours. Fucking hell.
And his wife's brother is a DJ, had brought half of his equipment. So I woke up cuddling my bag and my pillow
and he was blasting EDM music right above my head.
Holy fuck.
Giant bass speaker. So I Hell look yeah. up, I can see sound reflecting off of the walls. Like, I am tripping my fucking face off. I go outside, and I'm like, I have something super profound to say to everybody. And there's another bachelor party at the Airbnb right next door. And they come over to party with us. And I didn't realize that. And I walk outside and there's all these other people I don't know. And I was like, fuck. And then I walked away. I couldn't talk. I fucking was so tripping so hard. I couldn't talk to anybody, do anything. They go back to the strip club. I eventually come back down to earth. And so I built this giant fire in the fire pit, and there was a little bit of gas, so I poured just a little bit of gas, not a lot, and I'm just waiting, and I'm finally back down to reality, and they're gone for a long time, and obviously, we're still in Michigan, Traverse City, the bar's closed at 2, that strip club doesn't allow alcohol, and it was lame as fuck anyways, but we're out in the middle of nowhere outside of Traverse City, and I'm just waiting, and then they finally show up at like 3:40 in the morning, and I'm pissed at this point, because I was starting to get worried. And then the fucking taxi pulls up, two different taxis, and they fucking all show up. And then I fucking light the fire. Boom. And then one of my boys runs in and is like, Manny, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're trying to burn. I'm like, bro, I've been waiting for you fucks for hours. And then we all fucking chill. We drink and shit and everything. And then we get ready to wake up in the morning. And my boy, Alec, who's not the bachelor, he looks at me and he goes, bro, they're so hungover. Grab that vodka and chug it. And I'm still coming down off the acid, so I can drink as much alcohol as I want.
Right, you ain't feeling shit.
And so I grabbed the half gallon of Crystal Palace, the cheap
oh,
shit.
Oh, fuck, dude. No.
Cheap shit. And my boys come down the stairs, and they see me grab that vodka, and I chug it, and they immediately run outside and puke in the river.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
One of the best, probably the best bachelor party I've ever been a part of.
That's fucking awesome.
It was amazing.
Jesus.
I was not going to tell that story until you brought up your bachelor party.
You're like, fuck yeah.
I had a different one, but I guess we can keep it going. I don't know if I ever told the story of my bachelor party.
Oh, because I wasn't there. Fuck me. Yeah. I want to hear it.
Were you even of age when that?
Well, no, and I wasn't even of age at the wedding, but I still drank.
That's one of the best pictures I have on Facebook because I look like a psychopath with my broken head trying to make Craig suck my dick with pizza in his mouth.
What the fuck?
All right,
what happened?
So, Tony.
There was a hot tub in the hotel room with a bunch of guys. So.
Yeah, we'll throw it up on the website. Yeah, Tony was at my bachelor party. This was fucking almost 10 years ago. Damn. And we went up. We started in Bel Air at Shorts Brewery. All of us met up at Shorts, had dinner or lunch or something. It was about that. And then we went, it must have been lunch, because then we went disc golfing, right? We went right to Hickory Hills, I think.
Oh, man, and that's not even a course anymore.
I know.
The storm blew that shit up.
Yeah, that sucks, because that was a beautiful course.
It was so nice. And it was, like, right in Traverse City,
yeah. Oh, it's great. And, yeah, we went disc golfing. A couple of the guys had never disc golfed before, so that was fun. It was, like, my cousin and Jared and Aaron and Craig and Tony and... was that it? Do we have more people? I forget. I might have drank them away. I apologize if I forgot about you. No.
I think that was about it. I broke my left hand and not my right hand, so I could still throw.
Yeah. And I stay in the Holiday Inn Express in Acme, just outside of Traverse City. But this time, I got a deal on American right in the heart of Traverse City. It was next to the fucking, like, fun park.
Putt-putt golf
and go-karts and everything. I'm getting there. So
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I apologize. I was there. I'm sorry.
So there was, there had to be more people, and I cannot remember who the fuck came, because we had, like, 9.
Did Ryan go or no?
No. I don't know.
Aaron, Jared, myself.
Mikey.
Man,
maybe it was just 6 of us. But anyway, because I'd gotten the king suite, the presidential suite, the biggest one, because I was like, all right, we can all fucking crash in there. It'll be great. And we get there, and the manager was like, oh, you're checking in this. I said, yeah, and they gave us a couple keys. I said, can I have like 4 more keys? And he's like, why? I said, well, there's 6 of us. And he's like, well, you can't have six people in that room. I was like, that's specifically why I got that room. He's like, well, when you booked it, you said only two. I was like, I just put a number in, man. He's like, well, you're going to have to buy another room. I was like, you fucking with me? And he's like, no, like, you can't this. So I was super pissed. I go back out, and I'm telling all them this and ever. And Jared gracefully was like, I don't give a shit. I'll buy another room. So that was real nice of him. And we go back up, and, you know, and he had brought the GameCube. And so we were playing, or we were trying to get the GameCube or the Wii or something. He fucking brought something. And the hot tub was over to the right, and Jared's fucking with the TV. And Craig's like, well, I'm getting in the fucking hot tub. And so he gets in the hot tub. And we had ordered pizza, and we were eating, and then Tony gets in there, and he's, like, trying to skull-fuck Craig while he's eating pizza, and Craig just looks terrified. And we got hammered, and then we walk across the street, and it's, like, I don't know, 3, 4 in the afternoon, and we're going to play some putt-putt golf.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And there's, like, all these children around, and we taught them new words.
We were so drunk.
That was great. It's so
three
great.
Or four in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are just
we're
fucking
already.
Cooked.
Yep.
Oh,
and
love it.
I think me and Craig, we were smoking weed because it was right next door to the Pump 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 golf course. And this is before it got
were
decrossed.
You out on the balcony?
I had
something?
My like, medical card, though. And so, like, I'm away from the hotel, but I'm at the corner of, like, the edge of the pub.
Yeah.
And, like, a security guard comes running over and yells at me and Craig for smoking weed. And we're like, bro, we are literally trying our best to not interfere with anybody.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, you know.
You're just making it obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was the guy running the
go-karts and
yep,
shit?
He was running the go-kart course.
Did you guys do the go-karts? That
no,
fucked up.
No,
oh,
no.
That they ticket you for drunk driving.
Right, yeah, no.
Bro, they were not happy with us either. We were getting side eyes from all the employees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was bad.
That's
but
awesome.
It was so much fun, though.
It was.
Because then,
how did Papa go? Like, were you guys
I
solid
remember.
At it?
I just no? remember it being fun. I don't. I have no idea.
I'm sure Aaron probably fucking won because he's an asshole.
My bachelor party's going to be real fun. Can't
he
wait.
Is the machine.
Yeah, he's a fucking piece of shit. I hate him.
Wait, are you being serious?
No, because he's so good at everything.
Oh, okay. I was like, did something fucking happen?
No, no.
Are we about to fucking drop some knowledge?
No,
like,
no,
what?
No.
Okay, yeah.
No, because I fucking take him disc golfing,
yeah.
And he goes disc golfing 5 times, and all of a sudden he's better than me.
Yeah, that's why we used to call him the machine, because this dude would
asshole.
Learn anything instantly and be better than you at it. And didn't matter what it was.
I love him. I love you, Aaron. I love
he's
you,
phenomenal.
Aaron. If you're listening to this podcast, Aaron, we love you.
He went on
but
to,
you're an asshole.
He went on to be like a nuclear surgeon or some shit.
We
These
were the
like,
best
yeah.
beer pong tag team ever.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Side story, beer, the last, another last call story, Houghton Lake, fucking Bud Bash. We bring the table. Me and Aaron set up. There's a sandbar. The waves are just low enough that we can play beer pong.
Nice.
We won 12 games in a row. Aaron and I are so drunk at this point, and we're in the middle of a game. Aaron just is like, I'm done. Walks away because he's like, we are never going to lose.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, you're right. And then I just went and joined him when we started going boat to boat because we were he's fucking good. And we fucking, that was the sport where we could compete in equally. We'd set up shit like fucking, oh, bro, like we'd set up weird combinations.
Yeah.
Like this, like two. Two,
two and two and just two, fucking drain them.
And you, the first, but you can't clear the rack unless you do 2-2.
Boom, oh,
boom, boom.
Shit.
Boom, boom, and boom, boom.
Yeah.
And that's how we would practice. And then we'd go to tournaments and dominate. But then we'd win so fast that we'd get so drunk by the time we got to the championship match. We're so fucking drunk that we can't hit a goddamn cup.
That's fucking awesome.
That's great.
Sorry. I went out on a little
tangent
there.
No, you're good.
Fucking hey.
I think we went to something monkey pub something. I vaguely
monkey
remember
pub?
Like a bra or a black paint somewhere. I think the food was good. We were drunk the whole fucking time. It was phenomenal. We went to the casino. That was great because I plugged $5 into one of the $5 machines right when I got there. Won $50.
Nice.
I was like, fuck yes. I went to roulette. Lost it. And then started walking around. Everybody else was having fun. We were about to leave. So right before I left, I plugged $5 in the same machine, won another $50, and I was like, fuck yeah, all right, we leave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Left $45 up?
Yeah. We were tooling around. We went to the, we found this like hole in the wall bar that had karaoke. And we specifically went there because they had karaoke. So we were playing pool and shit and nice. Playing karaoke. Beat Aaron. I was so happy. That was fun.
Nice.
That was, yeah. We were betting money the entire trip. We were betting money on like what song's going to play next on the radio. And like we'll bet money on pool or we'll bet money on putt-putt. Like we were just literally betting on fucking anything Jesus. That the whole time. It was great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so funny too.
I think I ended $400 up on the trip.
Oh, nice.
I will never, ever... I wouldn't ever trade my time at the Grant House getting to build relationships with yeah. you and Aaron and Craig and Ryan and obviously
Jared and all them. Yeah.
You cannot, they have no, they don't give a fuck about sports
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
So I went from so sports motivated to being super nerdy, but how competitive they are and
yeah.
for none of these assholes to really care about sports and how oh, yeah. competitive
yeah.
they
like
are.
League of Legends yeah. and everything
yeah.
else. Oh yeah.
We would be fucking talking mad shit all the time to each other. And it's so crazy because they're so competitive, but don't give a fuck about sports. And that's just like a different,
it's a different realm. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, that's fucking awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was guys, it so. Was fantastic to do that whole bachelor weekend. Yeah. And I'm very happy that Tony was able to be a part of it. It was fucking awesome.
I know I had to leave early too. It sucked because I broke my fucking hand and I hadn't worked for 6 weeks. So
yeah.
thankfully I'd already paid for our hotel room and then they did the hotel room spin and I'm like, I'm so sorry, Jared. Like, I barely had the money for that hotel room.
Yeah. Like, I know. I felt so bad for that. And then the guy was like, oh, you guys are a bachelor party? He's like, I don't know if I want to let you stay here at all. And I was like, the fuck? And he's like, well, we had a bachelor party last weekend, and they had strippers hanging from the rafters and shit. And I was like, no, we're not going to be that bad.
We were worried that we were going to get kicked out because we were playing Super Smash Bros. Too loud.
Yeah.
Like, we were a little, because I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't know if you want to, we were like, we're going to play Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, like, I was like, we might get loud. I said, but we're not going to do any damage. You know, we're not those kind of assholes. We're loud, but we're not, like, fucking cause you thousands of dollars of damage.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It was just a struggle to get checked in.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's the last time I'll ever stay at an American. Yeah. Holiday Inn Express is all the way. I've never had a bad experience at a Holiday Inn Express.
There was before Jared finally piped up and like took the bullet, like we were like, bro, who cares? Let's just lie. Like, I know me and Craig, I know for a fact me and Craig were like, bro, let's just not tell them that we have 8 people in the room. It's no big deal. We're just sleep on the floor. Me and Greg are like, bro, I'll sleep on the floor. I think
like, I've woken up in a bathtub before.
Yeah, like, it's fine.
Like, fuck, when we used to go to business trips to D.C. to save money, we'd sleep like 11 or 12 to a room, you know, just fucking find a spot.
That's awesome,
like,
man.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
That's been a fun episode, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
Thank you.
At least one of you guys are reliable.
Damn.
No,
struck him deep with that.
Hey, this is my passion right now. This is keeping me through my everyday life because, you know, life is a goddamn struggle. At least I can know.
Yeah.
You know, I can bitch at these assholes for not being here. And I'll be like, you fucking assholes. I'm trying to promote the fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give yourself a shout out.
Yeah. Where can they find you?
989.network, CrossFaded Sports. If you Google CrossFaded Sports, we are the first 10 searches, which is incredible.
Nice.
And I know we were all pissed at you guys because we had that fucking whatever name it was in the original and you guys totally rejected it.
Oh, yeah. Because there were too many bees. Too many bees. Everybody else was like, wow, we already got a fucking butts, babs, and bullshit.
Yeah,
so.
and we were so proud of that. We spent so much time on that shit. I won't lie, guys. And now we are the number one search on Google. And we didn't pay no fucking money, too.
Hell yeah.
So.
That's
I love
good.
That
you
name.
Guys are right. You guys are right.
CrossFaded Sports is hype.
Yeah, I'm
that's
very proud of you
name.
Guys. You
we
guys
fucking
you. It's so funny because you take it so seriously, and that's cool. Like, that's you guys are like a legitimate journalistic sports show. And we're just the drunk assholes.
Yeah, we
like,
are the drunk assholes.
You know.
I really do take it. As somebody who enjoys the sports media and getting cool information and stories that I enjoy, it's something that I'm really passionate about. So I do want us to, you know, we can definitely get drunk and have some hot takes. That's some, I wish I would have brought that up sooner. We'll talk about this when we get done. But I enjoy giving cool information to people who I think enjoy getting the same information. And I love the behind the scenes stuff that sometimes you're not privy to, especially in different sports networks, you know, whether you're in Dallas or LA, maybe you're not hearing the behind the scenes from the Detroit Lions or vice versa. You know, we may not get all that stuff.
I know I've been learning most of the shit I know about sports now. I've been learning from you guys. At least NFL stuff. You know, I learned everything from Spencer and Roger and Tiffany about collegiate. And then now I'm learning more about, you know, NFL and NHL and, you know, the hockey. I love watching hockey, but I still don't know who the fuck anybody is or anything. And that was a lot of fun.
It gives me so much more motivation, too, because Zach's the big NHL guy and Connor's the big NBA guy, and they both have a passion for that. And it makes me want to learn more so I can at least have a real conversation with them.
Oh, absolutely.
About hell yeah. Well, Crossfaded Sports, man, 989.network, and you can find their live stream on YouTube. And
yes, sir.
Hell yeah, man. You can find us at the 989.network as well, bbbbabble.com. And from all of us here at the 989, as Ernest Hemingway used to say, wow, I blanked out. Holy
always
fuck.
Do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Oh my God!
Cheers.
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 Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 989.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wide Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wide Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.